All right, right now, ladies and gentlemen, time to bring in the boss of the weather, and that is Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And what could I say? You know, we have more if, buts, and ands in the forecast as we get into the weekend.
Yes, but I'm going to give you a lot of credit. You were talking about the possibility about this more than a week, almost 8 days in front of anybody else.
Well, I told you that you would probably say that this week. I predicted that also. I said, Marshall's probably going to say, Papagano mentioned this 2 weeks in advance. Well, yeah, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And it's still interesting to see how it is going to pan out. So let's talk about the immediate weather first. We have a cold front coming in that'll produce some showers today. And our temps will be between 55 and 60. Behind the cold front tonight, we'll probably drop into the upper 30s and lower 40s. It's going to be kind of blustery. And I think that'll be the case on Wednesday. Still a little blustery with partly cloudy skies at times, brisk. You know, the wind will keep up 50 to 55. So that will really feel like, you know, 30s all day because of the wind, which tomorrow should gust like 25, 30 miles an hour. Then it'll settle down, become calm and cold Wednesday night, and Thursday will be a sunny day in the low 50s, and Friday, for the most part, sunny 45 to 50. So here's what happens for late week and the weekend. We have this low that it's already causing rain along the Gulf states, and this low will continue to develop. Now, it'll get a kick or a punch from old hurricane in the Pacific, Wilma, which is on the moving into Mexico now, not New Mexico, but Mexico. And the moisture from Wilma and the upper air system with Wilma will aid in the development of this low in the Gulf states. So that's part one. Now we know it's going to track along the Gulf states to the Carolinas by Friday. All of that's a given. We also see energy in the upper Midwest that is trying to push down in a southeastern direction. This is what we call phasing. So how will they phase? The quicker they phase, the more dynamic this storm will be. The slower they phase, less dynamic. Right now, the thinking is that the low will come up the coast and that system in the upper Midwest will grab it and bring it even closer to the coast, almost hugging the coast. And that will produce rain and wind here Saturday into Sunday. But there's another step to mention. In the higher elevations, especially from the Berkshires up into Vermont, New Hampshire, this precipitation could easily be mixed with sleet and snow.
There you go.
And that is this coming weekend. So it looks to me like it's a real mess. Now, the other scenario, by the way, folks, is that if the two systems don't phase, then the system off the southeast coast will move more to the northeast and just give us, so to speak, a glancing blow of some rain and wind. Not as much in the way of rain and wind, but I don't think that's a scenario. I think the scenario is that, you know, we'll get a good punch from this one.
We won't get any snow, though, huh, here?
I can't rule out. Let's look at it this way. Some of our rain could mix with a little bit of wet snow, but as far as any kind of an accumulation, I don't think so.
All right. I hope that's the case.
Right, because you don't want my prediction and your prediction for the first snow of the winter to come too early.
Well, the whole thing is, who predicted the earliest one?
I said the 19th.
And I said, I think I said the day before Thanksgiving is what I think I said.
Okay, which I think is like the 22nd.
Yeah, we were within 3 days of one another.
Right,
so.
Right.
So if
right.
If it comes early, Pat, you win because you know you predicted earlier. You know you're closer than me, so you win.
Yeah,
so we'll see what
happens. I don't know if I'd call that a win in any way, shape, or form. I don't know, but anyhow, so that is what we will be watching all week long. Obviously, because there's nothing else to watch. But it's amazing how I've watched it even over the weekend, and even yesterday I was in the Weather Center a good half a day, and I'm watching the differences from run to run, and I'm just scratching my head and saying, you know, we're still no closer. With all of our computer models and everything like that, we are just not any closer. And, now there's another model that is thrown into the mix. I don't know if I told you about it, Australian model.
What has the Australian model got to do with anything?
Well, the Australian model does the weather for the entire globe. So we can go into the Australian model and click North America and see what it is saying. So, I mean, you have the North America model. You have the Canadian model. You have the European model. You have the Japan model. You have the UK Met model, the United Kingdom. Yeah, I mean, you have all of these models. All these countries are having their own computer models.
What about Saudi Arabia? Do they have one?
I don't think so. No, I think it's just the reason, you know, they're too busy with their oil in Saudi Arabia. They have no type of
oil and killing.
Yeah. So meanwhile, that is a story there. And my sister's dinner Halloween party went over very, very well. I have to tell you this, folks. It was really good. Really, really good. I mean, it was sad because she did lose her dog, you know, at the beginning of last week. So it was sad. I mean, whenever I brought Shirley there, she has three dogs. Ellie and Shirley would play all night long. And the other two dogs are older. They don't really play. So she wasn't playing, Shirley, because Ellie wasn't there. But the food was great. A lot of innovative things again. And then my nephew said, I want everybody to watch this video. We're going to play a game. And he put it on YouTube, and we watched this video of this weird person that looked like a ghost talking in a weird voice. He said, you will each get a bag. He said, everybody else, whoever gets the bag, it's one at a time. Everybody else has to close their eyes. And the person who gets the bag has to open it up and do as it says. And when they're ready, everybody else can open up their eyes and see them do whatever they have to do. Anybody who fails to follow directions may not live to lead. So, and this is a video, so I'm thinking to myself, all right, my nephew's up to something. So anyhow, they're giving the bags out to everybody, of course. I'm watching this, and I have not gotten the bag yet. And I said to my niece who's sitting beside me, I said, you notice I haven't gotten the bag yet? And she says, yeah. I said, this is going to be a corker because my nephew's saving the last one for me. I had no idea what's going on. Yeah. So we all close our eyes. They bring over the bag. Everybody's got their eyes closed. I open it up, and there's a mask of a baby that I have to put on my face. And they have a bottle, and they told me to use the bottle as a microphone. Now, the card, the index card that they told me to read, I could not see the damn thing. And especially with that mask on. So I figured I'm going to make something up. So when everybody opened their eyes, they're laughing hysterical at me. And I just did a forecast, talking into the bottle. And he says, Uncle Pat, you have to read the card. I said, Rick, I can't read the card without glasses. So they got me glasses. I put it under the mask. And I read the card. And it said, this is my spring forecast for 2019. In April, a new baby girl will join the family.
Ah.
And, of course, on that note, everybody got up and started clapping, you know, congratulating them. So they are expecting a baby girl in April, which was around the time my mom's birthday. So we'll see what happens.
Well, that's nice. That's nice.
It was very nice.
Now, speaking about birthdays, Pat.
Today's your birthday.
Today's my birthday.
And Ness, I remembered it. Happy birthday to you. Are you doing anything special? I mean, aside from working.
Yeah, I'm having fun just talking about it on the air. And we did a little fundraiser for my birthday on Facebook, and we've raised over $2,500 for the radio station on it with that fundraiser.
Oh, that's right. Now, and that money's going toward what?
Goes towards the operating costs of Robin Hood Radio.
Oh, great.
So people still have another 67. So there's five, another 11 hours. It goes till 6 o'clock tonight. 11 hours more to donate whatever they want to donate. Just to go to my Facebook page or the robinhoodradio.com Facebook page, and you can look for the Facebook link, and you can make a donation on it. So there you go.
How great is that? Well, I wish you a very, very happy birthday. Many, 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 many more. And I'm hoping that by 6 o'clock, that 2,500 is 5,000.
Yeah, that would be nice. Hey, now, did I beat you to 66?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm older than you. I'm your elder.
Well, I mean, when we get to that point, it doesn't matter anymore.
No,
it really doesn't. It really doesn't.
The age now, we're at the age where we can use the age as an excuse for everything.
Right, exactly. And by all means, you better have an extra piece of birthday cake for me.
Well, I'm going to the city today.
Oh, right.
And I think I'm going to a Vietnamese restaurant in the city. So.
Oh, that's nice. We'll enjoy that. Yeah. Great, Marshall.
I think
that's great.
All right, Pat. I will speak to you tomorrow when I'm 66 plus one day.
Okay, sounds good. Happy birthday, Marshall.
All right, thanks, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast and that possible nor'easter this weekend.